This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. has concluded that Iran launched last weekend's drone and missile attacks that knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. The CBS News Network quoted unnamed officials as saying that low-altitude cruise missiles were used in the attacks early Saturday that cut Riyadh's oil production by 5.7 million barrels a day. NBC News says more than 20 drones and missiles were deployed in the attacks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is prepared to respond.
As the president said, we don't want war with anybody. But the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded. And we're ready to defend our interests and our allies in the region.
Saudi King Salman says his country is capable of defending itself against the attacks, but called on the international community to clearly confront the perpetrators. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack at a campaign rally today that killed 24 people and wounded more than 30 others. Just hours later, there was another bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, killing 22 people. The Afghan Taliban has taken responsibility for both attacks. The polls have just closed in Israel, ending the country's second general election in 6 months. AP's Aaron Heller reports voter turnout is a big issue in today's election.
It's a very close election. Both sides are saying that it's going to come down really to every vote, so they've been campaigning furiously across the country. Voter turnout is going to be a major key this time, as the right wing obviously wants to get out their base, and the left wing and Arab parties are encouraging their constituents to go out because it's such a close election that it really could come down to the wire.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. For more on this story and all of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Chinese official is heading to Washington to prepare for trade negotiations.